For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Power to Five with us this morning from the Florida Insurance Consumer Advocate Office. We have with us Sharon James. Good morning. Welcome to Hot 105. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Quite well. You're based in Tallahassee.
Yes, I am in Tallahassee.
And you'll be coming to South Florida, Miami Gardens in particular, on Tuesday to address some very important insurance concerns that we have in this part of the state.
I'm very excited about my trip down to Miami. The purpose of the trip is to inform and empower Floridians about insurance issues. And my role is insurance consumer advocate for the state.
Your job is to protect our citizens, and there's been a lot of issues in terms of fraud with homeowners insurance, flood insurance, auto insurance, even health insurance, and you're going to be addressing these concerns on Tuesday.
My role as insurance consumer advocate is to represent all Floridians on insurance issues that are addressed in Tallahassee. So all of those issues that you named are issues that I work on a daily basis. I'll be speaking with folks about those issues. One of the issues is related to health insurance, and that's also a very hot topic in the area of insurance. And so I look forward to speaking with folks about health insurance issues as well.
You're going to have two sessions at different times on Tuesday. And what other areas of concern will you be addressing in terms of insurance?
A couple of key issues. One, in the homeowner's insurance context, water damage claims. And what's happening now is there are a number of insurance companies that are saying that the reason why folks are seeing increases in premium, even though we haven't had a hurricane in over 10 years, is because there are a tremendous amount of water loss claims, which is basically people's pipes are bursting, et cetera. The Miami-Dade area especially is considered a hotbed. And so we're looking at issues related to that. There have been claims of fraud related to the water damage claims. And so we want to make people aware if this is going on, this is something that we're looking at and other folks should be looking at because it's causing an increase in premium. We're also working on an issue, a health insurance issue, and it's related to unexpected medical expenses. This is an issue that's happening across the nation. What's happening is folks who have insurance are being surprised with bills from providers that they didn't expect. So an example is you go to the emergency room, you have insurance, you pay your deductible or your copay, and then 30 days later, you receive a huge bill from, let's say, a radiologist. In Florida, there's no law to prohibit that, and so we're working to make sure that happens, that folks who have insurance, they pay their premium, they pay their deductibles. We're trying to prohibit folks from being able to send surprise medical bills. If anyone in the listening audience has experienced that, we want to hear from you. It helps advocate on behalf of consumers when we actually have specific examples that we can cite when we're talking to the legislature.
You're going to be in South Florida on Tuesday in Miami Gardens. At what location?
I'll be at the Betty T. Ferguson Center in the morning from 10 to 12. We'll be specifically addressing the needs of seniors. And then later that afternoon from 4 to 6, partnering with Mayor Gilbert to have specific one-on-one meetings to address specific consumer concerns. So if you're having any major challenges with homeowners insurance or health insurance, workers' compensation, auto, and you really need an advocate, I will be at the Betty Ferguson Center to meet with folks one-on-one to help guide you through this process and address specific insurance.
And the Betty T. Ferguson Recreational Complex is located at 3000 Northwest 199th Street in Miami Gardens, and you're going to have two sessions, one addressing senior citizens and their concern, and then the later session for the general public. And what time will you meet with the senior citizens?
That's from 10 to 12.
And then your next session will be from 4 to 6 p.m. for the rest.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
If people like to find out more information or they have a complaint, how would they contact you in Tallahassee?
Area code 850-413-5923. 850-413-5923 is the direct number to my office. I can also be direct messaged on social media. Folks can follow me on Twitter at Your Voice for Florida, which is Your Voice, the number 4, FLA, and I can also be reached via my website, which is ICA at myfloridacfo.com. ICA@myfloridacfo.com.
We are speaking to Sharon James. She is the Florida Insurance Consumer Advocate visiting us from Tallahassee this Tuesday in Miami Gardens. And much success in Miami Gardens at the Betty T. Ferguson Center. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited about coming down to the Miami area. I appreciate you so much for covering this issue.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.